Yeah, let me remind you of what we said, few of the things we said last week. So that those who are not here can also pick something and we continue together. We talked of the word blessed. That it means happy or fortunate. And also we said that what we call blessed is totally different from what Jesus calls blessed. For us, we call blessed those who have whatever we don't have and we need would be having. So therefore, that pushes us to call the rich people blessed. The educated people blessed. The healthy people blessed. You can hear these other people boast over rituals. The Lord has really blessed me. Because this is my 10th year without falling sick. So they call themselves blessed because for 10 years they haven't fallen sick. The first lady is blessed. The first son, the first daughter, they are blessed. But our blessing builds from the things of the world, from the physical and material things. And yet, before Christ, you can have all those together. You have the best health in Uganda. You are the richest here. You go everywhere in the world. But Jesus says you are not blessed. So he once said, blessed are, blessed are, blessed are. The poor in spirit, we simply said, it's not the poor financially. Jesus doesn't mind about your financial poverty or financial wealth. He
doesn't.
He looks inside you. If only you are poor inside, go and be rich. Go and have money. Go and be poor in this world. Both poverty and wealth will serve towards his glory. And wealth. But if you are poor or rich, without being poor in your heart, in your spirit, both your poverty and your wealth will send you towards death. So the poor in spirit, we say that those who are humble. But I don't want to over delay here. We have a lot to talk about the second blessed. Blessed, verse 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. I first went into dictionary of English language to try to understand the meaning of the word mourn. And Merriam-Webster dictionary told me that to mourn is to feel or to show great sadness. Great unhappiness about something. To feel or to show great sadness about something. So things that make us mourn. On the first blessed are the poor in spirit, I gave you the list of the things that we call blessed, which are wrong and fair. Here I want also to give you the list of things that us we mourn for. Number one, the death of a loved one. Father, mother, son, daughter. And you hear people say, my mother is everything to me. My father, my son, my daughter, I pity you. Jesus Christ should be everything to you. When you start making human beings everything to you, that's why when they die, you cry like I don't know what. You mourn for years. We mourn for the death of our loved ones. We mourn for the loss of a job, collapse of business, lack of fees or tuition, disappointment from a fiancé, and name it. The list is very long. These are the things that make us mourn. We watch TV, and you see, I saw a lady whose money was stolen. 5 million in a bag. She was going to bank it. Now check how she was crying. I'm food. I'm finished. And you see reeling her wounds. You see that reeling. Yes, 5 million is a lot of money. But I can't die. Check when Owino Market get banned. All my things. We mourn over those. We want to understand what Jesus Christ meant here. I always ask questions on your behalf. Now, this one also is a question you can ask me. Pastor, should we now be losing people, jobs, businesses, to always be in the mourning mood, so that we become blessed before God? Because Jesus here is telling us that it's those who mourn, who are ever mourning, who are blessed. So what does that mean? I should be in that mood. I should be losing jobs and kids and parents. So that... Not at all. Merely carnal and worldly mourning is excluded here. The mere mourning of the world, carnal and the mourning of the world, they are not here. They are totally excluded here. All the lists, as I brought it before you, Jesus never even thought about any of those. The mourning referred to here must be produced by religious or moral causes. We are in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4. The Sermon on the Mountain. I'm going to give you two reasons why we should be mourning. Before that, let's first go back to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, we read verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 61, we read it last week, let's read it again. It says, verses 1 and 2, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Let me go on the three events. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Just explain, just interpret, because of time. Jesus Christ, these were words written by Isaiah many years ago, about Christ Jesus. Because in Luke, Jesus Christ again taught this from this passage in the synagogue, and he said, today this prophecy has been fulfilled. What does that mean? Jesus is here, was showing us what brought him here on earth. He said he came to preach good tidings to the poor. And here he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. So Jesus Christ never came for the rich in spirit. He came for, which means if you are not poor in spirit, all the teachings about Christ will not benefit you. You will call us pastors and preachers. Because all the teachings about Christ will be noise before you, because you are not poor in spirit, you are rich. So, try to see, you see now this is his very first sermon. His sermon on the mount, where he settled somewhere and he was teaching many, a crowd. Check the link between the sermon on the mount and Isaiah 61. He sent me to come and preach the good news to the poor. Verse 2 he says, and the day of vengeance of our God, they will comfort all who mourn. To console and to comfort, they are synonyms, sort of. Yes, synonyms, they almost mean the same. To comfort or to console those who mourn in Zion. Musayuni. Which means, if you don't mourn, then Jesus Christ never came for you. He came for those who mourn so that he could comfort them. Now, Pastor, you can ask, if you put aside all the things that make us mourn, now, what else should we mourn for? So, Andy, I promise that I want to give you two things that should make us mourn. Number one, our sins. As we read in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians 7, 8 and 9. Which reads, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. For I perceive that the same epistle made you sorrow, though only for a while. 9. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. So did you hear that? Brother Paul wrote an epistle to the Corinthians. He realized that his letter never made them happy. It annoyed them. If my preachings will be making you happy every Sunday, then I don't have the spirit that was in Paul. Let my words annoy you. Paul says, by then, when I wrote that letter, I regretted after learning that it annoyed you. But now I don't regret. Why? For I perceive that nine. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner. And the second reason why you should mourn, I'll explain these things well. Remember, I told you that this is a chain. It's linking with the message of poor in spirit. We want to be there mourning for our sins always. But we always mourn for our spiritual condition of riches. For our spiritual condition. If our spiritual condition, if we are rich inside, then we need to be mourning every day. Because we are not doing well. So now, as I explain, blessed are those who mourn, you'll see how it links with blessed are the poor in spirit. Because who mourn more? The poor or the rich? The poor. Now I'm in the physical world. A poor person mourns more because he has got many reasons why they mourn. He's the one you find always with the hand here. Why are you like that? My children, tomorrow is go back to school. I don't even have an idea. It's a poor person who mourns. While they reach. You mean it's tomorrow go back to school? I was busy with my businesses. Remind me, how much again they need from you? You 5 million, all of you. Okay, get. Go and get. Go. Pocket money? Okay. They don't have time to mourn. The poor mourn over many things. He's mourning about the school fees. Then he remembers they don't have enough lunch today. As he thinks about lunch, someone knocks. The month is over. My rent. They mourn and mourn and mourn. So that what was in Jesus' mind, it was that situation of riches in the spirit, poverty in the spirit. If you are poor in the spirit, then you will be mourning. And those are the people he likes. When you lack spiritual poverty, you should not be happy. You don't have any reason to be happy. When inside you are rich. Yeah, these beatitudes, they are called beatitudes or blessings. So we are on the second one, which is mourning. And we see the Old Testament anticipation of it. It was spoken about in the Old Testament before, in Isaiah 61. Then each beatitude clashes with some worldly value. Each beatitude, whatever Jesus said, blessed are, it clashes with something from the world. Blessed are the poor in spirit, came to clash with the pride of the world. The spirit of not wanting to depend on anyone. The second one is clashing with happiness at any cost. At any cost, the child of God has to be happy. That's what they are preaching to you and me these days. And I was encouraged last week. To see where Jesus took, got me from to where I am. I was called to Emma High School. Along Gaza Road. Emma High School is just neighboring Baha'i Temple.
Emma High School is
neighboring Baha'i Temple. But that Baha'i Temple is the only Baha'i Temple in the whole of Africa.
Yekaru.
Baha'i Temples in the world are only six. That one is the only one in the whole of Africa. So people normally go there to, even whites come and want to see it. I taught in Emma for some 3 years, but never got any idea of going to take pictures there. When I went there on Wednesday, I decided to go and take some pictures just to keep. After taking pictures, I wanted to go back, come back home. But inside me, I said, should I really leave this hill without talking about Christ to anyone? I went to those people. You know, these are people full of demons. We sat in their office. I started asking them the base of their foundation of their faith. They told me that Baha'i faith believes in each and every religion on earth. They took me to their library.
Said,
don't you see these shapes here? They are for all the holy books. You see, Bible is here, Quran is here, for Buddha, for Hindu, for Shinto, for so they just believe in each and every religion. But our conversation took us 2 hours. I came to realize many teachings from where we came from parallel or equal, I mean, the same with the teaching of the Baha'i. I mean the teaching of the Pentecost, the charismatics. They say, once you come to Christ, no more suffering. That's exactly what the Baha'i teach. Try to imagine people who worship with Muslims, Buddhas, Hindus. I asked them, Mama Sina, do you know her? Yes. If she came to worship, can you? Is she welcome? Oh, yes. Mama Fina, the leader of the witch doctors of Uganda.
Mama Fina, kulira abalofu mu Uganda.
So, blessed are those who mourn.
Bamukisa abo abakunguwaga.
And today in churches, we hear the preachings against mourning, against suffering. They have also taken this worldly value. Happiness at any cost. You need to be happy. And God's reward, it is to be comforted by Himself. So now here, though I want to concentrate more on mourning because of your spiritual situation. If your spiritual situation is not good, and you don't see any problem with that, you don't mourn, then I pity you. If you can do something wrong, and you don't see anything wrong with it, I put many question marks on you. But let me first see some people who mourned in the Bible. Okay, there are many. In this Bible, many people mourned. But I'm going to give you only three examples. Three people to serve as an example. Let's first read 2 Corinthians again. 7:10. 2 Corinthians, before I give you those three people. 2 Corinthians 7:10. It says, "For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death." So you see that we have two types of sorrows. We have two types of mourning. Godly sorrow leads you towards repentance. Worldly sorrow leads you to death. The first person who mourned here is David. In the what we read in Psalms 51, we are not really, we read that already. And you know that was the prayer of David when he was mourning. Why was he mourning? He did something wrong against his God. He was king. He had all the authority. So he went and saw someone's wife and lusted over her, and eventually went into adultery with her. Never stopped there, because he feared after hearing that I'm pregnant of you. So he had to send the husband to the battlefield, and he asked that he be put in the far forefront, and in the front, sorry, so that he can be killed. So adultery and murder. Then, okay, the whole story is long. God sent Nathan, the prophet, to him. Nabi. So after showing him his mistakes, David started apologizing. And this is the prayer now in Psalms 51. He's mourning. He's crying to God. And saying, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Remember, Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn. David is mourning here about his own life. He says, blot out my transgressions. Verse 2 says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. He says, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Verse 4, against you alone have sinned. Not before Uriah, not before the wife of Uriah, not before the people of Israel, but before you and you alone have sinned. Have mercy upon me. I've stopped feeling the joy of salvation. Restore it to me, O God. Don't chase me. Don't chase me from your presence. And please don't remove your Holy Spirit from me. If you want to take the kingdom, take even my life. But don't take your Holy Spirit from me. This is the King mourning. Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn. What made him mourn? He was rich physically, financially, a king of Israel. But he was poor spiritually. Only the poor in the spirit mourn. You don't wait to mourn only when you don't get customers to your business. Don't wait to mourn only when you don't have a job, when you don't have someone to marry or to marry. When things are not going well with you, mourn when you fail to glorify your God the way you should. If you don't see anything big with that, then I pity you, my sister, my brother. Not glorifying your God is something very big. You should have mourned. You should be mourning whenever you fail to do so. The whole king is crying before the Lord. And we have a lot to learn from this. Verse 9 says, hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Hide, oh Lord, you are putting your eyes on my sins. Please hide your face from my sins. Don't see them again. Twelve, restore me to the joy of salvation. The king is mourning. What about you? What about me? The second person, Peter. Let's go to Matthew 26. And verse 75. It reads, "And Peter remembered the words of Jesus who had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.' So he went out and wept bitterly." Let's just interpret. Matthew 26:75.
Petero najukira ekigambo Yesu kye yagamba nti enkoko eneeba kye yaga. Petero najukira ekigambo Yesu kye yagamba nti enkoko eneeba tennaba kukokolima, ono neegaanira emirundi esatu, n'afuluma ebweru n'akaaba nnyo amaziga.
Listen.
Wulira.
I like the character of Peter before the Holy Spirit in him.
Yaga eneisa ya Petero.
He was with Christ. He had been called by Christ. But he was too fleshy. The guy was, he liked empaka. What does he mean? Arguments. You could not tell him something and he accepts. No, it will not be like that. You say they'll be killing you. No, I don't want you to die. And one day, his master told him, told them. No, he told him, before the cock crows three times. I mean, before it crows, you'll have denied me three times. And Peter denied. He said, no, not me. All of you are going to leave me alone and go. Master, be the rest as you see them, not me. Do you see the spirit of riches, of being rich? Before the Holy Spirit in Peter, Peter was too rich. The rest, not me. Me, I'll go with you wherever you go. He said, Peter, cool down. Because you, before it grows, you would have denied me three times. Me, Master? We shall see. We shall see. I cannot deny you. He could not believe his ears when he said, "No, I don't know him." Change the position. Another one. No, I don't know him. I don't know him. Then it crows. Check now the what he did after that. The people of the kingdom. The people of the kingdom. He was so fearful. Because what pushed him to deny his master three times? It was fear. I don't want also to be beaten the way they are beating him. But after denying him three times, the cock crows. The words of Jesus come back into his mind. He never minded again. He never minded that they are going to also beat me with him. He went out and cried. Bitterly. He mourned for his spiritual condition. Forgive me, O Lord. I've denied you. You know how much I love you. I don't know why. I don't know why I've denied you. Forgive me, O Lord. And it's one of the stones of New Jerusalem. It is built upon 24 stones, 12 from the old, 12 from the new. Peter is there. The spirit of mourning. The third one, Judas Iscariot. Matthew 27. Matthew 27, verses 3 up to 5. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I've sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? You see to it. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself.
Awo Yuda eyamulyamu olukwe bwe yalaba ng'omusango gumusinze ne yejjusa n'ajjiza bakabona abakulu n'abakadde ebitundu ebyo 70 ebya ffeeza n'agamba nti nayo noona okulyamu olukwe omusayi ogutalina kabi naye bo ne bamugamba nti guno guli guffe musango gwo. Efeza n'azisuula mu yeekaalu n'afuluma n'agenda yeefuga.
And the second Corinthians that we read 7:10 reminds us that for godly sorrow produces repentance,
nti okungubaga obwa Katonda kuvaamu bibala byabwe,
leading to salvation,
okubutuusa
mu. But the sorrow of the world produces death,
naye okungubaga obw'ensi kuleeta kufa.
They both mourned. This one denied his master. This one offered his master. There's no big or small sin before the Lord. Both of them had sorrow. They mourned over their sins. But this guy did some sort of repentance to this. He says, I've betrayed innocent blood. Get back your money. This man is innocent. Instead of throwing the money, they are going and now to God. The worldly sorrow pushed him to death. So you see that he was not mourning because he had lost a son or a mother, no. It was also spiritual mourning, but guided or led by the world. He went and hanged himself. And we won't meet together forever. We won't meet forever. Check what you are mourning for. Is your mourning leading you to Christ or taking you away from Christ? It is grace here. Grace led Peter to mourn and ask for forgiveness. Lack of grace led Judas to go and hang himself. After mourning for the right cause, I try to correct you. You mourn. You feel sorrow. pain.
No,
but check where that pain is taking you. The two apostles of Christ both do something wrong against their master. Both mourn against what they did. But one goes to heaven and one goes to hell. Because I always tell you that as your spiritual father, my task here is to tell you the truth whenever I see what you do is not. Love me or hate me, I'll do that. Hate me, call me a fake pastor, but I'll have played my role. Let those words pain you, and the Lord help you the way he helped Peter. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. How will they be comforted? Again, it links with the previous blessed. If you want to know how and when and where they will be comforted, check up here. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they are the kingdom of heaven. I show you the link between these who are mourning and those poor people.
So
it's the same person who is poor, and his poverty pushes him to mourn for his spiritual condition. Check yourself. We do a lot of sins every day. Lies are like, what should I say? Not even meals, because sometimes you can fail to get money for meals. Drinking water. But after lying, or after doing any sin, what do you feel? Many of us feel just peace. If after sinning, even if it's a very small sin like this, you don't feel anything compelling you, I fear you might be rich in the spirit. So you don't have the spirit of mourning. We are prone to sin. Yeah, we can sin any time in another
time.
But it's this spirit of mourning that is keeping us on the road. Once you don't have this spirit, then even stop calling yourself a born again, my friend. The Lord gives this spirit to his true people. He puts it there automatically. What is this I've done to my brother Marvin? Me personally, I'll not settle until I go back to you, to that person, and then I end with God. Forgive me, my brother. Forgive me, my sister. After that, I go on my knees in my room. Father, forgive me. So I'm not trying to help you see whether you have that spirit or not. We do a lot of things that don't please our God. We try to despise sins. You think stealing from Mutualo, that is theft. When you steal a coin of 100, you don't see any big thing. Jesus says those who are blessed are those who mourn.
Yes, Christo agama jawaba ino msabe baba kungu waga baba vera muna.
Now check the world today.
Nekebele nisikachi to watu mungu
nisikachi. The church
kanisa
stopped from mourning.
Yalekeda awo okubela muna.
It has shifted to parties and celebrations.
Etuse nisa mubijabuzo.
Everything inside their worship service is a party, is a nice time. Even the word, during the word, the preaching, the pastor is speaking here. When he says something that pleases me, I raise my voice. Say, oh, tell them, pastor. And the people laugh. People clap. Who are these clapping? Dead people. Who are these clapping? Those who have enemies within the church there, they don't talk to. But whenever the pastor says something small, the spirit of mourning was stripped from the church. From the preaching, go down to the singing, go down to the offering. Everywhere, in everything. Even offering, people go dancing. They put there some nice chorus. They go dancing. So you need to be happy when you are giving to your God. The spirit of mourning, they say, even they preach in their gospels that it should not be with the children of God. Anything that looks like mourning, they try to chase it far from themselves. That's the reason why they put our beautiful hymns into dustbin. And they say, oh, you also pray from that church that mourns. But you guys, what's wrong with you? You ask if you are mourning every time your service, you are too quiet, you are too. And yet Jesus rose again from the dead.
Blessed
are those who mourn. Our hymns are what they use only when they've lost their loved ones. Check them. Go to their room base where someone is dead. That's when you hear, it is well. It is my soul. After death, they're buried. Next Sunday they are in the worship service in the church. Yeah, my God is good. Everything is double. They associate our songs with the morning. It's okay. I'm happy with that. You know death? Is when someone is shifting from physical reality to spiritual reality. When everyone wants their beloved one to go and be with the Lord. And the fact that you cannot hear any of their songs there, but ours. That should be a lesson to you and me. These are songs that link you with God. The rest are for the amasanyo, for the pleasure and celebration. Should you be proud of your service, worship services? The way we conduct it? Should we feel ashamed of the way you used to worship before? We don't have any reason to celebrate except when you remember that I'm in Christ Jesus. And also your celebration ends there inside you. I don't need to show it to people. Jesus saves me, Jesus saves me, she saved me. When I remember, oh, he died for me. I was listening to Pastor Steve Lawson, one of the speakers in Zambian conference. He says, many times when I'm praying, I ask God, why me, Lord? Why did you choose to call me a sinner like me? I don't deserve. What good did you see in me? The spirit of poverty. I don't deserve. The spirit of mourning. We shall remain in this state until we enter into glory. That's when we are going to celebrate. But in this life here, we always mourn. I've said that again. Oh, why did I say that? Oh, no. And, you know, you feel bad. Even people see on the outside you changing. Why are you not happy? No. I'm okay. But you are not okay. Inside you are not okay. I'm not married. But I've slept with a man again. I've slept with a woman again. Oh my God. I've lied again. I've abused. Blessed are those who mourn, because they'll be comforted. The comfort, we enjoy a little bit of it here in this life. A bit. But we shall well be comforted when we enter glory. When he's going to wipe our tears. I always challenge you, members of RBC. Try to be different from your families, from your homes. What I want you to do, forget about anyone calling himself or herself born again in your home, in your class. First, pretend as if you are the only born again and you want to be a good example to them. So that whenever all of them take this direction, take this alone. Sooner or later, they'll say, no, the God of our daughter, the God of our son is the true God. Blessed are those who mourn, because they shall be comforted. Review the things that make you mourn from today. Change them. If you've been mourning because of useless things, stop. Mourn for your soul. Mourn if you fail to glorify Christ in your community. Do you know one sign that we are not really active as the people of Satan to bring people into the kingdom? I don't see new faces here. Which means we do nothing out there. We fail even to to give them a mere invitation. Don't tell them, come and get saved. No, just can you visit us at our church? Don't tell them, change. Sometimes you fail them yourselves. The church is fake. Come to ours. Then how do you want them to come? Try it and tell them. No, I don't want you to change. But first, just visit us. Just one Sunday. So that they come and be exposed to the word. You never know. So we don't have any people that you bring that they are coming to visit, pray with you in your church. So that they see the difference between the way of your worship and theirs. Always invite them. I end by saying, the morning Jesus was talking about is about our spiritual condition. It has nothing about what we go through. You can ask me, but Pastor, you mean God does not mind our physical life, our outside life? He minds, but not much the way you think. It's not the way that pastor taught you one day. That God does not even have sleep because you don't have food. Because you don't have school fees. No. He minds about your lives. But more, your mundu woman. This the outer person, even if you go through it, they tell them, Cain, let you go without food. If it is well with your soul, that alone will fix things if he wants them to be fixed. We don't mourn. We don't. Even if we sin. I always tell people, you can sin with your friend now. You can sin with your friend. And in the night, Jesus comes back. You see him or her go with Christ, you remain. You can complain that God is unfair. We did the same sin with this guy now going. How come? This person was a mourner. You are not a mourner. You do the same mistake. But your friend goes and says, no, what I did was wrong. But for you, no problem, no, nothing else. I haven't done anything wrong. It is just too small. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word you've given to us. Forgive us, O Lord, for whatever we do that does not glorify you. Help us be poor in spirit, and help us mourn for our spiritual conditions. Don't let us have peace when we sin against you, Lord. When we don't glorify you, even if we don't sin, Lord, but we fail to give you the glory you deserve, let us not have peace. Help us, Lord. We thank you that you got us from the churches that celebrate every Sunday. And you put us here, where, Lord, we mourn for our own sinful conditions. And we want you to continue working in us and helping us every day. Be with us, Lord. Continue expanding this word in us, even as we go back home. Let us go and continue opening our Bibles, Lord, and try to read through these words. And let your Holy Spirit continue, Lord, teaching us more truth. Me, I don't know. My mind is just too limited. I can't really do everything, Lord, but help us. Let us understand these things well. All this we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.